Drover clamped his jaws together and put on a brave face. Okay, I'll try. That's the spirit. We watched as little Alfred approached us on the snow-covered sidewalk. Pete was also watching, and as the lad walked up to the gate, Pete struck like a jungle tiger. He dived through the air and snatched our bacon strips out of Alfred's hand and scampered away. There we sat, Drover and I, waiting for the award ceremony to begin, and suddenly the party was over. Nothing remained of our hopes and dreams but Kitty's tracks in the snow and the lingering aroma of luscious, yummy bacon. I was too stunned to speak. Drover broke into tears.
He stole our bacon! Pete stole our reward for being good dogs! I wanted that bacon so bad, I can't stand it!
Through his tears, he stared at me.
Aren't you gonna do anything?
My mind was reeling. One voice inside my head screamed for revenge, but another voice was urging calm and restraint. Stay calm, Drover. Let's try to work within the system.
The system? Systems don't work on cats because they cheat.
I know. But let's hold our formation and see what happens. Little Alfred's face had turned a deep shade of red, and he beamed a hot glare towards the iris patch where the thief had taken refuge. We could hear him smacking and slobbering as he devoured our bacon award. Pete, that is, not little Alfred. Pete was smacking and so forthing. Little Alfred raised a fist and shook it at the cat.
I'm gonna tell my mom.
And with that threat hanging in the crisp air, the boy stomped back into the house. Moments later, we heard his voice.
Mom, Pete stole the bacon from my doggies.
I shot a glance at Drover. You see, the wheels of justice are beginning to turn.
Well, I hope they run over Pete's tail, the mean old thing. My heart's just broken.
I understand, son, but try to be brave. Hold the formation and maintain iron discipline. This could get very interesting. We waited. I kept one eye on the iris patch and the other on the back door. Pete's face poked around the side of the house. He was licking his lips and, you probably guessed, smirking. He saw us and waved a paw.
The bacon was delicious, Hanky. I hope you didn't mind sharing. You're such a nice doggy.
I wasn't sure I could hold myself back. My vision went red. I could feel pressure behind my eyes. I could hear thunder rumbling deep inside the volcano of my... something. My heart, I suppose. I could hear the rumbling of molten lava and the hissing of steam. And then beside me, Drover said,
"Get him, Hanky! Beat him up!"
I almost lost control and surrendered myself to the savage instincts that were urging me to make salad out of the scheming little cat. But just then, the back door burst open. You may not know this, but we dogs have learned to read Sally Mae's mood by the sound of the screen door opening. When it merely opens and closes, she's in a good mood. When it flies open and hits the side of the house with a loud crack, we know it's time to lay low and take cover. The screen door opened with a loud crack. It sent a shiver down my backbone, and I had to struggle to keep from highballing it down to the calf shed, the place where, on more than one occasion, I had sought refuge from Sally Mae's sharp tongue and broom.